This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. There have been moments these last couple of years where it feels like we're almost stuck in this weird, twisted game of deja vu. At least, that's definitely how it's felt with back-to-office plans. One minute, companies are telling employees, all right, come back to the office. And then the next minute, they're like, wait, just kidding. COVID cases are bad. We're going to push it back again. Understandably, a lot of workplaces still have no idea when or if they're going to bring back employees. But with all that uncertainty comes opportunity. Matthew Boyle is a workplace reporter for Bloomberg who told me the other day about the rise of the return to office consulting industry.
There's sort of this cottage industry growing of advice and guidance from everyone from, you know, the sort of blue chip management consultants over at McKinsey and Bain to consultants who specialize in HR and the workforce like Mercer, but even just sort of, you know, random etiquette experts, you know, people who are experts in filtration and airflow. And you had all these people putting shingles out and saying, hey, trust me, I can lead you through your return to office. And I said, well, can you? Because no one's ever done this before. So what do we really know?
Right. It's like everyone's smelling the opportunity and suddenly everyone is a futurist.
Yeah, exactly.
You wrote that if you you just go on LinkedIn, you can find like, what, 17,000 online courses on how to return to the office?
Well, no, there's about 17,000 courses in total. But there are I discovered that there are tons of courses around how to return to the office. And some of them are taught by like, you know, experts in holistic nutrition, and some of them are taught by, you know, construction guys who know exactly what to do about, you know, your HVAC system. And I just said, wow, so people and there people are clicking on them. And, you know, some of them are, you know, some of them are pretty helpful. I mean, because there is some valid questions like when you go back to the office, are you shaking hands? How do you deal with the coworkers? Yeah. You know, what do you do at the water cooler? So some of them are very valid questions. And it just kind of speaks to the fact that there's this void of any real actual expertise, but companies are spending millions, sometimes tens of millions for advice because, of course, corporate America has never done this before. Mm-hmm.
So given how quickly the need for these consultants came about, do you feel like there are people with actual expertise to meet the demand?
Well, the thing is, yeah, I mean, now that we've been doing this for almost 2 years, I think there certainly are people who have a decent sense of like, okay, you have to, the first thing you have to do is just, you have to take a look, a close look at your workforce and segmented it out to figure out, okay, you know, who can be fully remote forever. But once you do that, and that's all well and good, then you might get a little resentment from the people who are like, oh, wait a minute, Bob can be fully remote forever and I got to go in Tuesday through Thursday. Why can't I have Bob's job? Or why am I at this company to begin with? So even when you get a little bit of more knowledge and a little bit more sense of, okay, this is how we're going to go forward, then you run the risk of, you know, worker resentment and people just saying, well, you know, I'll just go down the street to a company where I can be fully remote forever.
Mm-hmm. You cited one survey in your article that said more than half of workers would consider quitting if they're asked to go back to the office before they're ready, which is wild.
Yeah. And the reasons are pretty, you know, kind of obvious. So one of the few clear things now is that people are used to working from home. They have a pretty nice setup. You know, I'm standing here at a nice standing desk.
Are you wearing sweatpants? You know,
I'm wearing, well, let's just call them upscale sweatpants.
Yeah,
you know, I've upgraded my look, certainly. But yes, I'm in very casual clothes that I would not have worn to an office ever in 2019. And so, you know, and companies are now saying, well, now you must be back 3 days a week. That's our RTO plan. And people are saying, well, why three? Why can't I come back two? Or, you know, I still haven't found daycare yet, or my daycare, you know, is having trouble staffing up. And it's just this sense of, you know, I'm perfectly productive at home. Why are you forcing me into a new arrangement at some downtown office that doesn't need to be the center of work anymore?
Right. Man, hearing you say all this, it's like, oh, it does make sense why there's this crop of consultants that have, you know, sprouted up. During the pandemic.
They're always around. Yeah, I mean, no matter the issue, you know, and what they're doing now is this sort of what they call transformation services. So rather than just coming in and helping a company with like, you know, a big layoff or a merger, coming in for 6 weeks and then leaving, transformation services, you know, it's kind of like seeing your therapist, you know, it never, ever ends. You know, there's always something else we can do. You could always have another step on this journey of transformation. So they might not be calling it RTO work. They might just sort of get subsumed into the broader, you know, workforce transformation, or what we're now calling, you know, future of work engagements. And there's another wonderful buzzword, because, you know, the future of, if you're working on the future of work, you're never going to be out of work.
And that means you're forever going to be on this beat.
I don't mind, as long as I'm gainfully employed. Yes.
No, it's a great beat. It's a great one. Matthew Boyle is a senior reporter at Bloomberg Businessweek. Matthew, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thanks for having me.